Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
In Proverbs 24 and verse 16, we read, "The godly may trip seven times, but they will get up again." For the next few days, we're going to look at five different types of disappointment. Let's start with disappointment in yourself. This is the most debilitating kind of disappointment because it can put you into a downward spiral that's hard to recover from. Peter experienced it. He swore loyalty to Christ, saying, "Everyone else may abandon you, but not me. I'm yours until death." That's Matthew 26, verse 33. Yet, as we know, he denied Christ three times. Later, he remembered Christ's words, "Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times." Peter, heartbroken by his failure, went outside and wept bitterly. You can read about that in Luke 22. Is that how you feel today? Are you thinking, "Lord, how could you possibly use someone like me?" Jesus wasn't shocked. He was well aware of Peter's flaws when he called him, but he also knew his outspoken disciple had a tender heart, so he chose to extend grace to him rather than cast him aside. When Christ gave his post-resurrection orders to tell his disciples and Peter to meet him in Galilee, he reaffirmed his choice of his failed disciple. The rest of Peter's story is one of victory. So when you sin, fail, or disappoint yourself, what should you do? First, humble yourself and repent. Confess your sin. Don't excuse, rationalize, or blame circumstances and people. Secondly, receive God's grace and forgiveness by faith, not feelings. Don't let Satan convince you that you're beyond God's reach and grace. You're not. Thirdly, don't add insult to injury by letting disappointment mire you in hopelessness and despair. And fourth, get whatever help you need to get back on track sooner, not later. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.